One goal of the U.S. military campaign in Afghanistan is replacing the Taliban with a broad-based government representing Afghanistan's various ethnic groups. That translates into American attempts to bring together the Northern Alliance, made up of Tajiks and Uzbeks, with some forces from the southern part of the country, where Pashtuns, the largest minority, dominate. So far, even as the Taliban military capacity has been eroded, no evidence has emerged of an Afghan coalition capable of governing. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
The history of Afghanistan over the past two decades has been one of unending conflict involving not just the kaleidoscope of ethnic groups and personalities inside the country, but the support and involvement of all of Afghanistan's neighbors in the region. Pakistan has until now supported the Taliban and opposed the Northern Alliance. Russia has supported the alliance and opposed the Taliban. Iran, Uzbekistan, and India all have their favorites. Into this has stepped the United States, seeking to bring some political stability. Teresita Schaefer, former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for South Asia, says it will be a very difficult task.
If you can get all of the outsiders to agree that they're not going to freelance and that they're willing to make that their order of priorities, then you probably can have a reasonably decent result after a while. And during that while, you're going to see a lot of internecine fighting.
The U.S. military campaign appears to be moving far ahead of the political effort. If Taliban power collapses soon, there may not be a government in waiting to replace it. A political vacuum could mean a period of chaos in Afghanistan. The Northern Alliance is best positioned to take advantage of this. It has some 10,000 troops along a front line north of Kabul, facing a reinforced Taliban front line. So far, U.S. bombing has largely avoided those Taliban troop concentrations in order to discourage the alliance from moving on its own to seize the capital, Kabul. But the U.S. military strategy is changing, says Harun Amin, a representative of the alliance in Washington, with the first strikes on Taliban forces defending Kabul.
We welcome that because one of the ways to get rid of the Al-Qaeda people as well as other extremists in Afghanistan would be to attack Taliban positions. That would pave the ground, hopefully, for liberation of additional parts of Afghanistan from the tyrannical grips of the Taliban, backed by the military intelligence of Pakistan as well as Al-Qaeda.
Despite extensive U.S. diplomatic efforts, the Northern Alliance and Pakistan do not seem ready to view each other with anything other than hostility. Amin reserves his most critical words for Pakistan, not the Taliban.
The Pakistani reality indeed is one of trouble, one of reign of terror, and one of terrorism in the region. In order for the United States to not make the same mistake of relying on Pakistan, it needs to have a neutral eye and neutral look at Afghanistan.
If Afghanistan collapses into chaos, the United States will face many hard questions. Should the UN move in? Should peacekeeping troops be sent? What responsibility does the United States have to try to end the chaos? And should it contribute troops to a peacekeeping force? And would chaos hurt or hinder the U.S. goal of destroying the Al-Qaeda terrorist network? Teresita Schaefer believes it will hinder it.
But perhaps not all that much. This depends critically on how good U.S. intelligence is. Because if there's no central authority and you've gotten into some kind of special forces or ground action, then the coalition military effort is likely to go after him in a fairly freewheeling way.
What's happening around the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif may be connected to this. Northern Alliance forces are within a few miles of that city, supported by aggressive U.S. attacks. If the Taliban loses control of Mazar-i-Sharif, the United States could make it a base for special forces, now in nearby Uzbekistan. They may have a freer hand to chase Al-Qaeda from northern Afghanistan. Perhaps fearing this, the Taliban have dug in around the city and, for now, have slowed the alliance's advance. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.